Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything. A broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you can never live beyond what you know? I know this sounds pretty simple, but it's true. You can never live beyond what you know. That's why it's important that you and I always remain to be learners. We should always be learners. That's why we should always remain students. We should be teachable. We should remain disciples, because my life can never grow to any level greater than my knowledge. I have to be a learner. You know, there are loads of people that have won the lottery. We've had the lottery for a long time, haven't we? There's been loads of people that have won the lottery. People have won millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Here's a stat for you. 78% of the people that have won the lottery within 5 years are broke again. 78% of the people that have won the lottery within 5 years are broke again. Why is that? Because if you don't have enough knowledge to know how to deal with $1,000, how in the world are you going to deal with a million? Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. Because your life can never live at any level that you don't know. And if you don't know things about God, how many of you know the enemy will make you believe a lie? That's what he does. He's a deceiver. He don't want you to know the truth. We even got lies going on in the church. Preachers used to say, God only helps those who help themselves. That ain't in your Bible. Yeah, half the people in the Church of America are growing up believing God only helps those who help themselves. You got to help yourself to get along. All of a sudden, I realized that when I couldn't go, when I was down in the dumps, when I couldn't climb up out of the pit, when I was broken, when I needed help, I realized that God would reach down and pull me up out of the pit. I didn't have to pull myself up by myself. I began to discover the true nature of my Father and how He loved me. I began to understand that my God shined a light and illuminated the path that was in front of me, so I didn't have to keep walking into dark places and keep walking in the traps thinking I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing when really I was just falling more and more into sin. God only helps those who help themselves. That's not you in your Bible. God helped you when you didn't know you needed help. I know that'll preach good, but it ain't true. So here's what Peter said. He said, all this begins through your knowledge of Christ, the power of the cross, the exceeding precious promises, the divine nature of God, all comes into us. The more that grace and peace will be multiplied to us through the knowledge of God. The more we understand, the more I come to know about God, the stronger I live, and the less I keep tripping. See, you got to have knowledge if you don't want to keep tripping. That's why it's important to come to church. And this is why we come every Sunday, not just for fellowship, but to get encouraged in the spirit of unity and a corporate blessing so that we don't keep tripping. And you'll see this. People that don't come to church a lot, they're always stumbling. They're always tripping in their walk. They never live an overcoming, victorious spiritual life. They're just cruising through life thinking everything's okay, but they're not even fulfilling the destiny or the call of God on their life. They're just tripping. God says, stop tripping. Get in a place where you can gain knowledge. Get in a place where you can be taught. Get in a place where you can sit under the anointing of God and get the corporate blessings. Look, there are some things, honestly, there are some things that until I come to know them, if I don't know the truth, I can get seduced into the wrong things in my life. And that can pull me off track. The enemy loves to set you up. He loves to deceive you. He loves to make you feel like you're doing just good with God. Because if he can make you ineffective and get you to stop volunteering, get you to stop serving, get you to stop witnessing, and you think that you're just a born-again Christian on your way to heaven, but you're not being effective in the kingdom, the devil is thrilled with your performance. Huh? He is. And some of us in the church that are born again are doing more to please the enemy than we are to please our Father in heaven. So I discovered I don't have to sin every time I get a chance. You ain't got to get offended every time somebody acts like a jerk towards you. Then he goes on to say, oh, I'm helping somebody, I know. Then he goes on to say this, that if you want this thing to happen in your life, this divine nature becoming part of a reality, you're going to have to recognize that it begins with faith. Somebody say faith. Everything is built on faith. Amen? You can write this down. Faith is the beginning place of pleasing God. You can't please God without it. Faith is the beginning place of pleasing God. If my life is going to be lived with confidence, I have to live it in faith. I can't live my life with a hope-so mentality. I can't be disillusioned because things didn't go the way I thought they would go. I have to live my life by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says this, without faith, it is what? It's impossible to do what? It's impossible to please God. And it says, they that come to him must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Everybody shout, he's a rewarder. Listen, there's a reward to believing. I'm going to try that again. There's a reward to believing. There's a reward for it. If you don't get anything else I'm saying to you today, get this. Don't miss this. God will never give you a life where faith is not necessary. He never will. Everything in your life is going to require faith. If you had to live this week without pulling on your faith to live through the week, then you live way below your potential. You're just going along to get along. You're not fulfilling destiny. You're not living purpose. Because the life of destiny and purpose requires for us to live the life of faith. And how many of you recognize that faith is not just talking about believing for the big things in life and the huge things in life? Sometimes faith is just having enough faith to show up when you've been walking through some stuff. Amen? Oh, come on now. Amen? Sometimes it takes faith for you to keep going back to your marriage when your marriage ain't been going well. Sometimes it takes faith to keep reaching out to people that have bit your fingers off a few times. Come on, that takes great faith. We can all have faith for a car. We can all have faith for a paycheck. But you got to have a lot of faith to go deal with somebody that's been mean to you without running and going, hi. Oh, I hear it all the time. Y'all think I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm telling you the truth. It takes faith to walk in love with some folks. It takes faith to be generous. It takes faith to have long suffering. It takes faith for the fruit of the Spirit to operate in your life. Ha 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 ha. This is a happy message. He's beat me up. You know, a lot of folks, they get around people with great faith, and these folks, you get around some people with great faith, and everybody else goes, well, they're arrogant. They're religious. They're just full of religion. They're prideful. They're cocky. Why? Because they believe the Bible for exactly what it says? Really? I mean, they believe they're healed because the Bible said they were healed, and they're cocky? Come on, some of us need to... Oh, Lord, I'm stepping in it, ain't I? Some of us need to exercise a little bit more faith. Amen? How many of you recognize it's very easy for us to want to fall into a pity party and feel sorry for ourselves when everything looks bad? Don't we do that? Come on now. How many of you know when you throw a pity party, the only two that are going to be there are you and the devil? That's when you start letting everybody know you're having a pity party. He's the only one that shows up, and he'll bring the chips and the soda. He'll spend the whole night with you there. As long as you're crying, as long as you're sad, he's going to be right there in the room with you, and you're going to say, nobody cares. And he said, you know what? I'll drink to that. Nobody does care. Nobody cares about you. I'm a witness to it. Oh, everybody hates me. You're right. Everybody hates you. You have another drink. Nobody wants to help me keep going. You're right. You're right. Nobody wants to help keep you going. Nobody going to help me get through the day. Here, eat some chips. You're right. Nobody's going to help you. Listen, Jesus knew and understood if you're going to have a life where you don't keep tripping up, where you don't keep stumbling over this stuff and keep falling for everything that comes to get you, you're going to have to operate in faith and tap into those things that God's made available to you through the cross and through the power of the resurrection in your life. Just because the power's there don't do you no good unless you access it by faith. Come on, it's true. The promise is there. They're precious promises. They're great promises. He's given us the knowledge that we need, but half of us stop at the knowledge and we never open up our mouth and take authority of the situations in our life, and we sit there and feel bad about what's going on in our life, and then we get confused and we end up in disillusionment. We don't understand why God's done what he's done, and we start blaming him instead of understanding that God's really given it to us. We just got to get in faith and get it. Faith begins where God's will is known.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment, but first I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Faith begins in your life where God's will is known. Come on, amen. You know, one of the biggest problems in America today is that we have become biblical illiterates. We don't know the Word of God. I mean, how do we really know the God that we're worshiping is really the God, our Father, who loves us if we don't read the book? If we don't study the book? You can't know God by, ooh, I felt chills. Oh, the man of God laid hands on me and I shuddered. I felt God. That's not how you know God. You got to know Him by His Word that He has given us. Amen? I got to know the Word. That's why it's important what church you go to. That's why it's important that you get in a church that teaches the Word of God. That'll put the Word in you so that you got something to draw up on through the week. So that when you open your Bible, you can get revelation from the Holy Ghost and go, oh, that's what Jason meant by that. I thought he was out of his mind again, but now it makes sense to me. I got to study this some more. Who would have thunk he knew what he was talking about? Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Many of us have gone to church for years where they've shouted, where they've run, where they've hollered, where Pentecost was on full display and they danced, but when they went home, they were dumb as a bag of rocks because they never read the Word of God. They got in the Holy Ghost and danced a jig and then went home and didn't even know nothing about their Father. Listen, nobody don't want to shout any more than I want to shout. I like to shout. I don't care if you like to shout. You can shout all over this church. But when you start shouting, I hope you're shouting because you got a revelation of the truth of God's Word in your life, that you are blessed and not cursed, that you have a divine promise, that the nature of God is on the inside of you, and you don't have to keep tripping over the same mess that keeps messing you up in your life. That's a reason to shout. You don't need to be shouting because it just felt good. There's plenty of that. You want some of that? Just turn the TV on. I believe the Word of God. I believe it. It's real to me. That's why we do what we do here. Amen? So why is that? Because faith begins where the will of God is known. You got to know the will. You got, what's the will? It's the Bible. It's the Bible. When you leave this place, you leave a last will and testament. That's what Jesus left us, a last will and testament. He left us instructions how to overcome, how to make it through, how to live victorious, what's going to be the best angle of living for the best blessing and the best possibility for the nature that He's given us. It's the testament of God, your Father that loves us with this amazing love that we were singing about this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 2:7 says that you may be rooted and built up. And watch this. That you may be established as you were taught. You gotta be taught. You gotta be taught. It's not enough just to sing a few songs. I know some churches, they don't even preach no more. They just worship God for 2 or 3 hours. Well, that's great, and I'm sure it's wonderful and it's anointed, but there's no root in those people. They feel good and feel like an overcomer when they're having worship, and they might get a touch from the Holy Spirit. There might even be manifestations of miracles. But come Wednesday, they're going to need a word to stand on. You got to be taught. Somebody say, you got to be taught. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:17 says, study. I know we don't like that. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Study? You mean like the Bible? Yeah, the Bible, man. Study the Bible. That's a novel idea, ain't it? Open it up and study the thing. Study to show yourself approved unto God. Why? Why do we do that? It says, because a workman that need not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Well, what causes me to be ashamed? When I keep tripping up over stuff in my life. Come on. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We just keep tripping up. We forget that this amazing Father who loves us with a love that is so wide, so deep, so great, has provided everything for us that we need. And we get so self-consumed with our issue that we just start tripping. And if we don't get footing underneath of us, it won't be long before we start blaming God. It won't be long before we get disillusioned and we stop coming to church. I can't go to that church no more. A bunch of hypocrites. Oh, hear me this morning. We got to stop tripping. And He's given us everything that we need. I believe that God has placed Truth Church right here on 3891 Edwards Road to teach people how to stop tripping. To know how to live a life that is holy and pleasing unto God. A life of faith. That won't back down when the adversary calls. That won't back down when you get the phone call late at night. You ain't got to keep going through the stuff you've been... Hear me. Gosh, please hear me. You don't have to keep going through the same stuff over and over and over and over. Living with torment. He has truly, really set you free. You've just got to appropriate that to your life and begin to live it by faith. And get this revelation so you don't keep tripping and tripping and tripping. You don't have to fall back into those patterns of life that are killing you. You can get up and overcome. Listen to me. Listen to me real carefully. That's why Truth Church is not a judgmental house. I can't stand it when people criticize somebody else. I can't stand it. God didn't call you to be a judge of anybody. Well, I don't like the way they do that. I don't. Well, that's wrong. I don't know how in the world. What in the world? Don't do it. That's not what God does. That's what the devil does. Don't align yourself with that. Don't do it. It grieves your Father in heaven. Come on, somebody. We're not going to be a judgmental house. We're going to be a house that teaches people how to demonstrate the nature of Christ. One of the quickest ways that you can tell if somebody's got love in their heart is how do they react when something goes wrong? Because one of the key characteristics of love is simply this. Love covers. Love does not speak evil of other people. We're not that kind of house. I don't care if people have been evil to you. Proclaim the promise over their life. And you know who's going to benefit from that? You will. You'll become the overcomer. You'll become victorious. The dreams, the promises of your life will begin to float to the surface. If you're going to stop tripping, it begins at the cross with Jesus. Say that with me. It begins at the cross with Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.